It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Well, first it was Michael Tilson Thomas, the conductor, picking on a kid making noise at one of his concerts. Now a famous fiddler has jumped on the shushing bandwagon. Renowned violinist Kyung Hwa Chung has shocked audiences at the Royal Festival Hall by publicly berating the parents of a coughing child. The 66-year-old took offense at the child coughing during her performance of Mozart's Sonata in G at a concert that marked her first onstage appearance in 12 years after an injury. "Maybe bring her back when she's older," she scolded the parents from the stage. Anna Picard, music critic for the London Times, said, "With one shriveling put down, a tetchy atmosphere turned toxic," she wrote in her review. But some agreed with the violinist. Composer Sasha Valeri Millwood said, "I would like to publicly express my gratitude to Chang for drawing attention to this issue." For her part, Chung recently released a statement saying, "I have always welcomed children to my concerts. However, it should never become an ordeal for the child to sit attentively. Many adults struggle to manage this themselves." Antonio Stradivari, the master violin maker whose instruments sell for millions today, has been dead for almost three centuries. Only about 650 of his instruments are still around these days. But the forest where he got his lumber, that's alive and well, still producing wood that makes great instruments. Spruce trees have been growing for hundreds of years in the Fiemme Valley, the same corner of the Italian Alps where Renaissance instrument makers like Stradivari and Guarneri and Amati handpicked the trees that would be turned into some of the world's finest instruments. Thanks to a serendipitous combination of climate and altitude, these have come to be called the musical woods. It takes months to complete a single instrument from one of these trees, which can cost over $10,000. That's a bargain when you consider that a Stradivarius that came from the same forest can go for over $10 million today. The Fiemme Valley is one of Italy's most prosperous areas, thanks in large part to these musical woods, as well as the rangers and preservationists that take care of them. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOK, Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.